Killing hordes of men is my favorite thing to do, but sometimes it's important to indulge my more whimsical side. When faced with the task of carving up millions of soldiers, it's hard to spend much time on excessive brutality. Oh, sure, every once in a while I'll take a moment to absolutely ruin some poor bastard, but for the most part, it's a by-the-numbers wholesale slaughter. It's not good to ignore the more creative part of my soul. Besides, I spent a great deal of time pondering which I prefer more, killing 100,000 men en masse, or butchering 100 men in exquisite detail. I know damn well I like them both the same, but it gives me something to think about while I wait for a fresh crop to harvest. That need to indulge the artist within is what brings me to this encampment in the middle of the night. An exceedingly cowardly king who has constantly shirked his duty to lead his men into battle against me is trying to make his way back home after watching me massacre his soldiers for the umpteenth time. It's too good of an opportunity to pass up. I can finally punish this coward for having the audacity to live in his 30s. And I can take my time with his guards. Just a few men, hand-picked for the ranks of his army. They ought to provide some sport. The first one of the boys I find is a sentry, standing watch as if they have any chance against me in the first place. Quietly, I take him from behind, pulling him to the ground and wrapping my legs around him. I clamp my hand over his mouth, muffling his terrified screams. As I start to squeeze, I whisper into his ear about how pitiful he is. His muscles might have served him well against other men, but against me? Against the might of a goddess? Worthless. Squeezing with all my power, I crush the lad. The sound of his ribs and sternum splintering are all quite audible in the otherwise silent night. Blood bubbles out of his mouth as he dies, coating the inside of the palm of my hand. I maintain my grip until he's done twitching. After wiping my hand off on him and telling his corpse how stupid he was for not enjoying the death I gave him, I carry on. As I draw closer to the camp, I find my next victim. I come at him directly, swaying my way towards him. His eyes go wide, but before he can cry out in alarm, I silence him simply by putting my finger to my lip. He drinks in the view, knowing full well that I am death incarnate, but unable to disobey me. He just keeps staring as I draw close and pull back his head, exposing his throat. He doesn't even struggle as I slit it with my dagger. He falls to the ground, gurgling and choking, as I sit down beside him, happily listening until he bleeds out. Finally, at the camp, I make my presence known. A group of four knights are huddled around a fire, trying to keep warm. Before a single one of them can react, I'm upon them. The first one dies instantly as I split him in two, my blade cleaving through his head and body. His gore splashes me, thrilling me and spurring me on. I relieve the next man of his legs, just below the knee. No sooner does he start to scream and flail about helplessly on the ground, when I spear him through the eye with the heel of my boot. I've still got my foot in what's left of his face, when the remaining two manage to act. The first comes at me clumsily, full of anger. Men are so oafish. I have all the time in the world to free myself from the dead man's skull and evade the pitiful blow. My attacker doesn't even have time to feel surprise before I force-feed him my sword. It exits out the back of his head as I pull the blade sideways, cutting his skull nearly in two. The last man tries to flee, but he gets nowhere fast. I rip off his helmet and tear at his face. His eyes split open and his flesh peels away. To make sure he can't try to flee again, I break both his arms and legs with my bare hands and throw him onto the fire. He screams in pain as he begins to cook in his armor, finally alerting the rest of the camp. The men are quick to join the fight, and I'd expect nothing less from the finest knights in the land. These boys don't have time to put on their armor, but that suits me just fine. It lets me see their exquisitely chiseled figures as I kill them. The first of them come at me with a spear. I promptly eviscerate him, take his weapon, leaving him to bleed out as he stupidly tries to stuff his guts back into his opened stomach. With my newly claimed toy, I skewer three men, driving it through their chests. They gasp, shout, and squirm, trying to free themselves before crumbling at my feet. One of them coughs up blood on my boots, and I punish him for impudence, kicking him in the face so hard it caves in his head. The men are terrified and are attacking me piecemeal, their lifetime of training and condition failing them as they finally face me. So many people think I don't value male life at all, that I don't even think of men as human. On the contrary, it's their lifetime of training, their hopes, and their dreams that makes slaughtering them worthwhile. It's why I claim them so early in their lives. Young men stand on the precipice of life in their physical prime. If they weren't so full of energy and a desire to live, they wouldn't be half as fun to murder. The next man to try his luck lunges at me. I catch him in mid-charge with my sword, burying it in his groin. Of all the things I can do to a man, this is by far the most enjoyable. The lad keeps looking back and forth between the blade and his legs and me, his eyes full of disbelief. Aw, poor boy, I tease him. Well, I didn't want that from you anyways. I wanted this. I stab him with my dagger over and over, turning his broad, muscular chest into an unrecognizable mass of gore. He had the audacity to cry, to weep in my presence as I kill him. I don't bother collecting my sword, but I do bring the dagger with me. All that's left is the Craven King, and I don't need anything but my hands and a cutting utensil for him. Of course, I find him cowering in his tent. I give him a smile and ask him if he really thought I'd ever let a man die of old age. Killing him is a sheer delight. I gouge his eyes out first, so he can't even look at me before he dies. I shred his flesh from head to toe with my nails before breaking every bone in his body. Once the bones in his limbs are shattered, I carve them off with my dagger and describe the sight to him, telling him all the pieces of the man look like. He screams, he whimpers, he begs, and in the end, he too weeps and cries like an infant as I beat the life out of him.